Our next speaker is Miss Lynn Hutchison. Lynn Hutchison is a painter and a multidisciplinary artist from Toronto. She is a founder of the Red Tree Artists Collective and a member of the board of directors of the Roma Community and Advocacy Center. Since the early 1980s, she has worked with Red Tree artists on such projects as The Mountains Are Breeding, a multidisciplinary exhibition about human rights in Guatemala, Greeting to Taniperla, a community mural project in Toronto, and most recently, Art Books on the Fence, an exhibition currently touring Toronto and Mexico. In her role within RCAC, Lynn worked as visual artist facilitator of the 1998 mural project by RCIC and the Toronto District School Board, in which she coordinated children's mural on Romani history and human rights. Her installation, Uchamudaino, which means the suitcase, exhibited at a space gallery as part of the 2000 MayWorks Festival, followed the Romani journey using a series of suitcases with an essay by Ronald Lee. Lynn will discuss these and other RCAC cultural activities and talk about the interrelationship of art and society and art as a tool for social change.
Yeah, I'm an artist, and I think one of the things that is very important about Roma Community and Advocacy Center is our public awareness and anti-racism educational campaign, which started almost with the beginning of RCAC. And the whole point of this campaign has been to educate Canadians about the Roma, combating traditional stereotypes about the other, and through cultural projects, making the Roma visible to other Canadians. And so our work in anti-racism education has had a very, very strong cultural component, and we do not separate the cultural from the political in our work. Human rights embrace the traditional and cultural contemporary voice in the context of access to education, work, social programs, and human rights. Beginning in 1999, or 1998 even, RCAC has celebrated International Romani Day with an event, a cultural event, which offers Romani music and poetry and dance to an audience which is composed of both Roma and Canadians. We've done this now for several years in different venues and very successfully. We've done other projects as well. Ron Lee and I were involved in a project with the Toronto District School Board. They approached us about doing a project for their equity studies program. And to do something in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. The Romani Studies curriculum was developed by Ronald Lee and was taught in two classrooms at Queen Victoria School with a total of, I guess, about 50 children, grades 3 and 4 and I think grade 5. And I came in as a coordinator of murals that were painted by these children. An interesting thing about Queen Victoria School is that this school has the most culturally diverse population in the Toronto school system. And the children there came from many different countries. And when asked to paint murals about the Roma after learning from Ron and listening to his music, they painted very moving pieces. Many of these children had themselves come to Canada as refugees and understood what it was like to arrive here and to have to deal with a whole new culture. And I think the results of these murals were beyond our wildest dreams. The children painted 11 murals. They were exhibited for a month at the Education Center in Toronto on College Street. And Michelle Landsberg wrote a very moving article about the whole process, the classes that Ron did and the painting of the murals. These murals depicted what the children learned partly from Ron's classes and partly from the photographs and the visual images that he provided. They did murals about Romani history, about slavery in Romania, about persecution right across Europe, about Romani music, Romani dance, about the period of the Holocaust when Roma lost their lives in the, I think, way over a million in Auschwitz. And these children painted these images in an extraordinary moving manner. And I think one of the things that we learned about this was that culture is such an important tool for communication and a very important way in which people can change their lives and empower themselves and change the lives of others as well. And another thing that I think is really, really important about this is that children who did not come from a Romani background, people who looked at these murals who did not come from a Romani background, were very affected because they saw through the eyes of these children what persecution was about, what these experiences were about. And I think that people can read newspapers, they can read articles, they can read little bullet points of statistics, and that might matter to them. It's very important. But communicating through art is one of the most powerful experiences that a human being can have. And I think that this was our intent when we embarked on this project, to create, to educate through art about the Roma, about history, about the persecution, and then about how children, Romani children in Canada, were going to face their new lives. Resulting from this project and quite a few other projects that we did, such as Romani Miricle, which was the first book of Romani poetry in Canada, edited by Hedina Sercic, and various cultural programs that have been coordinated by Constantin Angel for the youth, Romani music and dance program for youth, as well as, I believe, for women. Out of our experience with all of these projects, we saw the need to develop a cultural mandate. And what we see as our cultural mandate is to organize and produce and present cultural events featuring Canadian Romani artists, as well as bringing Canadian artists in solidarity with the Roma, and to introduce Canadians to Romani culture. And we also offer our resources as a cultural resource, or our services as a cultural resource for public educators, filmmakers, writers, artists, musicians, and so forth. A current example of this is Home is My Road, the play by Florence Gibson, dealing with international adoptions and the Roma. And another play which is coming up by Natalie Breton, The Fallen Gypsy. And people from Roma Community and Advocacy Center worked for, gosh, about 2 years with Florence in consultation with us about her play. And I think Ronald Lee is working with Natalie Breton on as a consultant on her play. I think that this is a very exciting time for us because we feel that it's important to share our work in RCAC with the larger Canadian community. And I have a personal stake in this because my perspective on this is that each and every one of us is an artist. Each and every one of us has the soul of an artist, and that art makes us strong, gives us power in every minute or every hour or every day that we are engaged in making art. And art makes people within communities open to the possibilities and strengths within each of us. And I think most important of all is art takes sides. It tells us the truth. And I think one of the things that we want to be able to communicate here through the RCAC is the truth and dispel the rumors and the stereotypes that have existed for far too long in Canadian society. And the last thing I want to say is that we must start with the children. Art making starts when you pick up your first pencil, when you dance your first step, when you touch for the first time the bow of the violin to the strings. And it's very important that children be recognized in this way and given the room and the space and the support to create art and to show adults and to show the rest of the world their point of view and their perspective. For this project, we actually did have a mothers and children painting group at Roma Community Advocacy Center, and the office was taken up completely with paints, children, water, and a mural which in progress, which you will see at the back of the hall when we conclude this event. So I think that's about all I have to say.
Thank you.